This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We will begin today in Washington, where two powerful House committees are working to mark up the GOP's health care proposal. Here's President Donald Trump.
I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. I think really that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine.
That was the president yesterday. Today, Democrats are attempting to delay the bill and are promising to add 100 amendments. Now, if the GOP bill does make it out of committee, congressional Republicans hope for a vote by the full House next week. So joining us now with his perspective is Congressman Seth Moulton. He represents the Massachusetts 6th District. Congressman Moulton, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
It's great to have you. So first of all, as I mentioned, Democrats are saying they want to file 100 amendments to the GOP's health care proposal. Does that make you think that the Democrats are trying to delay here, or do you see any room for negotiation?
Well, the problem is that the White House and the Republicans don't seem willing to negotiate. They haven't even been able to successfully negotiate with their own party. Once again, Donald Trump is not telling the truth, because when he said that there's bipartisan support for this bill, not only is there no Democratic support for it, but they don't even have all the Republicans on board.
Republicans such as Rand Paul have come out very strongly against it, calling it Obamacare light. I mean, do you agree with Rand Paul's assertion?
Well, what I would say is that essentially what they've come up with is the Affordable Care Act without the affordable part. It's not affordable for working families, not for our nation, since they have no idea how much this bill will add to our national debt.
Congressman Moulton, let me just put it to you. Whatever form, if this bill comes out of committee, in whatever form that it does, is there any possibility that you would vote for it or not?
I will absolutely vote for any improvements to our health care law, but this is not an improvement. This makes it far, far worse. I'm a Democrat who's always said I'm open to changes to Obamacare. I've never said it's a perfect bill, and I've worked across the aisle in a bipartisan way to try to make changes to it that are moving it in the right direction, that are tweaking some of the problems we've had with it, just like we did to the health care law in Massachusetts after it was passed. But this replacement bill from the Republicans is just pulling the rug out from under millions of Americans. Millions of Americans will not have health care. Millions of working families will not be able to afford health care. And at the end of the day, it's also going to significantly increase the national debt.
Okay, so let me ask you then specifically, are there particular parts of the American Health Care Act, as it's called, that could change, that would then garner a yay from you?
No. In fact, I've been looking for anyone who has anything positive to say about this bill, and I have yet to find someone. I mean, there's nothing to like here other than the things that they've just agreed to include from the Affordable Care Act. I mean, you know, it was interesting when we heard President Trump speak to the joint session of Congress that the first thing he said about the replacement bill is that it should include coverage for pre-existing conditions. Well, ironically, of course, that was an innovation brought to America by Obamacare. So I would love to see some good things in this bill, but there's almost nothing to like from what I can see right now.
Congressman Moulton, just yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price talked about the fact that if you are one of the many Americans who's at above 400% of the federal poverty line, that's where the Obamacare subsidies end, that you still are in a world now where you're facing massive deductibles. And in Tom Price's words, he said, you know, so what that means is that, you know, through the exchange, you may have a health insurance card, but you're not getting care because you simply can't afford the deductibles. I mean, is there a way to fix that? I mean, it's one part of all the problems that we have in the healthcare system, but I think it's a part that speaks to the travails of many Americans.
But the problem is that under the Republican version that we now have before us, I understand that deductibles could go up to $15,000 per person or $30,000 per family. So, again, it sounds like the Republican bill is just going to make it worse. Now, what we ought to do is have a full report on this from the Congressional Budget Office. The Republicans instead are trying to jam it down our throats without doing that accounting, without even seeing how much it will cost or how many Americans will gain coverage or lose coverage under their proposal. But this is one of the things I think a lot of my Republican colleagues just don't understand. They get up there and have said in the past couple of days that Americans need to make choices to pay for health care. Well, they don't get the economic challenges facing working families. I mean, I challenge some of them to make the choice between paying their electric bill or their medication. Those are the choices that working families are facing across the country right now. And millions of Americans, including tens of thousands of our veterans who gained health care under the Affordable Care Act, are set to lose it under the Republican replacement.
Yeah. Congressman Moulton, the way that the world we're living in now, there's so much that happens in a mere 24 hours. I want to move on to a couple other major events that have unfolded just since Monday. There was, of course, the major WikiLeaks dump, which just happened. WikiLeaks released thousands of pages of information about the CIA's software tools and techniques for breaking into phones, computers, and smart TVs. What are your concerns about this dump?
Well, my concerns are that it will impact our national security. I mean, we saw how Russia tried to undermine our democracy, our election. As a separate issue, we certainly need to have a thorough investigation into that. But a lot of what Russia is doing is they're using the Internet. They're using cyber attacks to undermine our country. And so we've got to have a robust defense against those kinds of attacks, and I'm concerned that this WikiLeaks disclosure of classified material will make it a lot harder for us to defend our nation.
Yeah. Earlier today, FBI Director James Comey was actually in town. He was speaking at Boston College in an event on cybersecurity. Now, he didn't address any of the allegations of Russian meddling in the presidential election, and he also did not talk about the latest WikiLeaks dump. But I wonder what you make of Comey asking the DOJ to release a statement that says that that the DOJ didn't order a wiretap of President Donald Trump, as Trump is alleging in those tweets. Do you think Comey himself should just put out that statement?
I do. If he feels strongly enough that that's the case, then he should just come clean. He had no problem about talking about his investigations of Secretary Clinton during the campaign, and yet for some reason he doesn't seem willing to talk about the much more serious allegations against President Trump and his team for supporting Russian meddling in our election system. I mean, there's no more serious allegation than allowing an enemy of the United States to fundamentally undermine how our democracy functions. And so we have to rise above party politics here. I know that Director Comey is a Republican, but he needs to rise above party politics, as we do here in Congress, and have a serious bipartisan and independent commission to investigate what's going on. And this is not a time to play partisan politics when we're dealing with a serious threat to our democracy from an enemy of the United States.
Well, Representative Adam Schiff, he's the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, and he says that the committee wants to get to the bottom of Russia's involvement in the November election. How quickly would you like to see an independent investigation happen?
Well, it needs to happen right away, but I want to make an important point, which is that Representative Schiff is talking about his House Intelligence Committee's investigation of what's going on.
Right.
That's an important part of the investigation, but ultimately that committee is controlled by Republicans, and the findings will largely be classified, so the American people will not know what is found. That's why it's so important, just like we did after 9/11, to have an independent bipartisan investigation that's separate from the House Intelligence Committee.
Well, Congressman Moulton, on Monday, the president signed a revised executive order on immigration. Lots of key differences from the order that he signed back in January, which I know you were very strongly critical of. One of the things is that Iraq has now been removed from the list of countries with the temporary freeze on visas. Do you like this new executive order any better?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, this is the wolf in sheep's clothing. It's still a Muslim ban. That's clearly their intent. It still weakens our national security. It hurts our troops' ability to work with our allies overseas, and it will be used by ISIS to inspire attacks against us. It's terrible, and we've got to stop it.
And finally, Congressman Moulton, some local news here, because I want to ask you about the St. Patrick's Day parade that's held here in Boston. The Allied War Veterans, the group behind the parade, has denied a gay veterans group request to march in the parade. Now, that group, Out Vets, has actually marched in the past two parades. You marched with them in 2015.
Absolutely, and they're veterans like the rest of us, and they should be allowed to march in the parade. And frankly, this is outrageous that a group calling themselves the Allied war veterans would discriminate against some of our Allied veterans. I'm going to boycott the parade. I encourage everybody in Massachusetts who believes in freedom, equality, and the service of our veterans to boycott it as well.
Congressman Seth Moulton, he represents Massachusetts' 6th District. Always great to have you, Congressman. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.